It's a spectacular Friday afternoon, November the 16th. Man, we're going to have one great weekend. Perfect for tailgating for LSU. Perfect for tailgating for the Saints-Eagles game. And a longer time to tailgate since it's flex time. And kickoff is at 3:25 of the afternoon. So you've got longer to party and to tailgate. And you know what's interesting is, you know, people don't, like, if there's a noon kickoff, well, there are people who start drinking and partying at a certain time in the morning leading up to the noon kickoff. When there's a 3:25 kickoff or a 7 p.m. kickoff, they don't start later. They start at the same time. And so some people are going to be trashed by the time the game even starts. So, you know, keep that in mind. I mean, just try to be responsible, because sometimes it gets to be really aggravating when you're in the dome and you're not drunk and everybody around you is drunk. And, you know, it's just, it really can be very, very obnoxious. Okay, it's going to be a beautiful weekend for tailgating, for high school football games, for festivals this weekend. We've got a lot of information on our website at WWL.com. Also, the daily Facebook video is up. There's a live conversation going on right now. It's about the Saints and Saints fans being cocky or confident. You can join that conversation on WWL Radio Facebook. You've heard about this big, it's been a big bust that's been in our news about finding fake jerseys and fake Viagra. I mean, can you imagine the disappointment of buying that? I mean, not the jersey, the Viagra. I mean, what would that be like?
No, honey, yeah, you can keep doing the dishes. Nothing's happening yet.
I mean, I would feel really, 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 guess what I got? Yeah, I got some Viagra. And nothing's happening here. All right. I usually update you on the things that we talk about in the 3 o'clock hour, update you on everything that we've been talking about. But Mike from Slidell, it says here that Mike wants to talk about everything we've been talking about today. So I'll let Mike do the preview of what we've been talking about. Mike, go ahead. You're on WWL.
Yeah, those restaurants that once you put the phone in the box,
yeah,
I can understand the real expensive places you go to. They're putting out so much money, they want to have, you know, a nice place to sit and eat.
Yeah.
But I see gangs of girls come in Chili's or something, and they'll surround this big table, and they all sit there and start looking at the cell phone.
Oh,
don't
course,
even
yeah.
care. Yeah, except yeah. somebody's even going to come give them their order.
I mean, you know, honestly, if you want to get, you know, like young girls to look at you, pay attention to you, you just put a cell phone on your forehead. I mean, that's the best way to get them their attention, because they don't care about other things.
Yeah, I've been saying today we don't have people anymore. We got cell phones.
Oh, that's right. And, you know, and the guys, like, you know, well, there's a term. We've talked about this on the show. There's a term called fubbing. And to fub somebody means to ignore them and to be on your phone. So,
oh,
you know, sometimes people get fubbed on the first date. Yeah, they do. It's terrible.
Well, it's a wacky and overpopulated world, friend. It's all kinds of things going on today. You can't get bored.
All right. Well, Mike, was there anything else you wanted to comment on? We've been talking about a lot of stuff.
They had a coach in St. Tammany made all his little children football players, told them all to kneel. It was in the paper. I got a kick out of that. Yeah.
Right. Well, Mike, I do appreciate the call, and you have a great weekend. We've also talked about the Kentucky State Fair Board banning the sale of racist memorabilia, things like Nazi Christmas decorations. I mean, what would that even be? Authentic KKK robe for display and for sale. So is this a good move, or is this a violation of freedom of speech? That was something we talked about earlier. And you know, we've talked about a few things. This is Free for All Friday on our show. We're in the last hour going into what is going to be really a spectacular weekend. And, I want to remind you that, you know, we deal with really rough weather here. You know, sometimes it's just brutally, brutally hot. Sometimes it's really cold. Sometimes it rains and we can't do what we want to do. This weekend is a weekend to just celebrate. So let's enjoy the weekends like this when we have them, because this is a great time of year, can be a great time of year. It looks like this is going to be a great weekend. By the way, before I get back to, you know, our Friday show, I want to say something serious. I'm really worried. I'm worried about President Trump. I'm worried about his state of mind. I'm worrying about his ability to deal with all of the pressure that is around him. And I'm worried about this because if something's not right with the president, then something's not right for America. I don't want the president to fail. And the president, according to more than one source, seems to feel like he's backed in a corner. And he keeps talking about, no, and this is the only thing serious we'll talk about today. He talks about the Mueller investigation. There's no collusion. I don't think that's his biggest problem. I don't think collusion's a big problem. I don't see signs of collusion. Maybe there was, but I haven't seen any signs of it. But what is being uncovered apparently is much bigger than that. And it just seems like the president is having a very, very difficult time right now. And it's not because the media is beating up on him. It's because of his decisions that he's made in his life. We don't know, but I am worried. And I'm worried about how this is going to all end. And I hope it's okay, but I am concerned. Here's a text that says, Scoot, did you get the blanket for the homeless guy? Yes, I did. In fact, I've got to get to a break now. So when we come back, I'll tell you what happened last night. I brought a blanket. I brought some food and drink to this homeless guy. And I did it anonymously. He didn't. I walked up and dropped it. He didn't see me directly give it. Anyway, I'll tell you how it was received when we come back. All right, this has become somewhat of a controversial song on the show. I think it's kind of cool. It's a cover. It's a takeoff on Let's Go All the Way by, what is it, Sly Fox back in the 80s? This is Fred and Lauren. It's Saints Go All the Way instead of Let's Go All the Way. So I want you to hear a little bit of this, and I want you to text me. We're going to do this during this commercial break. I want you to text me during the commercial break and tell me whether we should ever play this song again. I mean, let's just do this. Just tell me, do you love it or do you hate it? And if you hate it, we won't play it again. If you love it, we'll play it again. I'm going to let you decide. So listen for just a moment going into the break and then text me, 870-870, love it or hate it. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. All right, I'm hearing some Saints fans get a little cocky, thinking the Saints are going to, like, run the table. And maybe they will, but is it too soon to get that cocky? Should we just be confident? Yeah, you know, I'm hearing fans, oh, we're going to run the tables. Kind of like those people that when we win the first preseason game, we're going to the Super Bowl. No, I mean, come on, guys. Let's be reasonable here. There's a difference between being cocky and confident. This is also the conversation going on our WWL Radio Facebook page right now. You can join the conversation there. I'll also also have this posted on the SOTA, Scoot on the Air, Facebook page as well. So Ian Hoke, our studio producer, is going to join us with the tally. We just played this song, Saints Go All the Way, Fred and Lauren. And it is to the tune of Let's Go All the Way by Sly Fox from the 80s. Some people love it. Some people hate it. Here's a text that says, Scoot, that song sucks. Please don't ever play it again. Another text says that song needs to be euthanized. And then I've got texts like this one that say, love it, play it. Who dat? So, Ian, what is the tally here? Do people love it or hate it?
We got about 20 people that say they love it or they enjoy it or some variation thereof. By comparison, 28 people say they hate it or freaking hate it or think it should be euthanized or are using other expletives to beg us never to play that song again.
All right, so it's done. It's done for the Saints season. We're not gonna play it anymore.
I mean, now that we've decided we hate it so much, I kind of feel like, I don't know, let's keep it around. Just
well,
for
I know.
Enjoyment's
well, then
sake.
What about the aspect of you know, those people who are superstitious, you know, we've been playing it and the Saints have been doing well since we've been playing it. What if we stop playing it? What if the Saints lose to the Eagles?
I think we got to play this song.
All right, we got to play it
every day.
We do.
Every day. Not even every Friday, just every day.
All right, we're going to play it. As long as they win, yeah.
I'm
okay. Look, it's a bad song. You know, it's kind of like one of those things that, you know, you hate to love it. Because it's in some ways it's bad. But
like if you have an ugly Saints sweater or something you want to put on, or smelly socks or something.
You have an ugly girlfriend. Thing. You still love her. Well, you know.
Well,
I mean, you don't. But I mean, if somebody did. All right. So let's do this. Let's get it ready. We'll play it again before the show ends because we said we were not going to play it anymore, and I don't want to leave that hanging there.
Okay.
So we'll do it.
We'll
do it one more time before the show comes
standing
to an
by.
End. If you want to join us with your comment this afternoon, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. I'll get to your calls, but I also want to talk about whether or not Saints fans are becoming too cocky. And isn't there a difference between being cocky and being confident? See, the Saints, to me, are confident. And Saints fans should be confident. This is not time to be cocky. And personally, I think it's too soon to be talking about running the table and winning the Super Bowl, even though at this point it looks like that's what the Saints certainly could do. But you know, anything can happen on any Sunday. And we've all experienced those disappointments. I think the Saints are going to beat the Eagles. I mean, I see the Saints possibly running the table from here on out. But I think it's too soon to say things like, we're going to run the table. We're going to win it all. We might. But we don't know that yet. From Norco, Joey, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot, how's it going?
Good.
Well, I wanted to make a comment on the Kentucky State Fair situation.
Okay.
And first of all, I wanted to make it clear that I do not support it in any way, but I just wanted to kind of look at the law side with the First Amendment. I wanted to bring in an example of a case. It was Texas versus Johnson. You may know about it. Texas used to have a law where you can't burn the American flag.
Or you can't burn the American. That law's unconstitutional.
Yeah, well, that's what ended up happening. Johnson was protesting, and he ended up burning an American flag. He was arrested under that law, and they brought it to Supreme Court, and they ended up striking the law down because they figured that him burning the American flag was neither fighting words or an immediate threat or danger. So to tie that to the Kentucky State Fair situation, it's kind of, even though the tent or the shot may be offending, it may not be seen as fighting words or an immediate threat or danger. So I don't know how it could be shut down under.
Well, I'm confused. Are you saying the case of Texas versus Johnson says that you can arrest somebody for burning the American flag?
No. The Supreme Court ruled in favor of Johnson, and they struck down the Texas law.
Oh, okay, because I didn't know the case, but I did know, and I don't think burning the American flag is the right thing to do, but I did think that the Supreme Court had ruled that it is constitutional based on freedom of expression.
Right, and that's the thing, you know, you kind of have to take your feelings out of it for a second when you want to look at the Constitution, because there's a lot of things we don't like to see, but
that's right.
People have the freedom to do it.
I agree. Somebody called earlier and said that this stuff should be banned, and he brought up the idea of certain things just shouldn't be. No, I mean you can't pick and choose what is acceptable when it comes to freedom of speech. Now, I guess the argument could be made, but what about profanity on the radio? The FCC has control over that. That's a very complicated issue. But when it comes to expressing some kind of a political opinion, I don't see how we can respect the First Amendment and ban things, even if we think those things are wrong.
Exactly. I think the Supreme Court sees that when they say, as long as it's not fighting words or poses an immediate threat or danger.
Yeah. All right, I appreciate the call. All right, so I'm getting another text to remind me about. See, I get distracted, so don't be afraid to remind me. What about the guy and the blanket? So last night I brought a comforter. I put all of this on my Facebook page, Scoot on the Air, last night. I
show what I was going to do before, and I showed the results of it. I brought him a comforter, a nice comforter that I had that I wasn't using. I brought him some food and something to drink, and I brought him some hand sanitizer, because if he's like OCD or has some kind of disorder, he might like that, because I know I would. He did not see me put it down next to him, but I came up from the side and put it down close to him. He heard me put it down. I walk across the street. I look back. He has immediately picked it up, and he has aggressively taken it across the street and placed it across the street from him and kind of looked at me and waved me off like, I just want to blare music like this on a day like today. It's beautiful. Friday, this weekend's going to be great. I mean, the high over the weekend, upper 60s, low 70s by Sunday, and fair skies. I mean, whatever's going on this weekend, there'll be great weather for it. You know, unless there's some kind of a goth fest going on, you know, I mean, if there was like a vampire or goth fest, I mean, this would be like terrible weather for that. They'd like it all doomy and gloomy and, you know, so they can wear all their dark clothes. And I mean, I'll wear dark clothes. And you know, I think if I wouldn't have been such a nerd, I would have been a goth kid, definitely. All right, it is Free For All Friday on our show. Here's an update on our Blue Runner Foods poll question. Do you think the Saints players should be talking like the fans about running the table and winning the Super Bowl? 90% say no. 10% say yes. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. And I do agree with that. I mean, I don't think the fans should be any cockier than the Saints are. Let's be confident, and fans and the Saints have every reason to be confident. But I think it's just a little too soon to say we're going to run the table. We might, but it's too soon to say that, in my opinion. Brian, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I don't get to listen to your show all the time. I listen when I come through on business. You brought up a topic the other day, and I called on it, but I wasn't able to hold on long enough to talk about it. But you mentioned it again earlier. But in the meantime, you also mentioned about people getting their citizenship, or that young man called in about his citizenship. I mentor a lot of young people who come over here to play soccer in college, and the work they do to keep their visas together and earn their American citizenship, I think some people that were born here need to look at that really close and try to figure out what they're doing with their energy.
Well, you know, I agree, Brian. I've said many times on this show that I would trade many illegal immigrants for some of our citizens who do nothing but take advantage of the government.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Yeah. And I also want to compliment you on the way you present questions that you know have two sides to them, but you leave them open-ended enough for both sides to kind of think. And then listen also. But the one you brought up that you phrased this when you brought it up, you said the 14-year-old boy who won Homecoming Queen.
Yeah.
You said, do you see a problem with that, or do you see anything wrong with that, or whatever? And I get where you're going with, you know, this generation's going to make their own noise or find their own way and whichever else. And I may be way off base here, but I'm more concerned about the 14-year-old boy. If your classmates, they may have had the best of intentions, and at this moment, he might feel good about it. But going forward, it's going to be something he carries inside that if he changes his mind. I'm not saying changes his mind about what gender he is or whatever's going on with all that, but changes his mind about, was that a good idea? Yearbook pictures, you know.
Well, just so you know.
Didn't go to school together? Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I talked about this in detail and wrote a blog, which is still up on the Scoot page at our website, WWL.com. But this is a guy who was in transition, and he stopped going through transition. So whether he's homecoming queen or not, he's still dealing with the same inner turmoil that he's going to deal with. The homecoming queen's not going to change him. And I guess my point was the students voted for him.
I beg to differ. If he is going through transition and issues and whatever, that is something that is only, it can only, okay. My question is, do you think it makes it better, or do you think it makes it worse, whatever he's going through? Because it can't be, to me, it can't be neither. Okay. This is so, such a different deal that it's going to stick out like a sore thumb. Classmates are going to talk about it, hear about it. Other schools are going to talk about it, hear about it.
Well, but the classmates embraced him. His father was afraid that he would be ridiculed and bullied, but the classmates were hugging him and cheering for him, and they were all for him. And it's like this was on their level, this was their decision.
On that day, I don't doubt you a bit. I mean, for the young man's future. And if he transitions into a woman, I don't even know how that goes about. But whatever goes on going forward, I just think this is something that's going to crop back up down the road, and it's just going to be a deal.
Well, I think anybody who transitions is in for a deal.
When you were in high school, no matter what you were going through, and some people might have thought they were helping you or whatever, accentuating, you know, something, and you're like, oh my gosh, I wish everybody didn't know that. Or, you know.
But everybody knew what he was before they voted him homecoming queen. So the homecoming queen didn't really change what lives inside of him. I have to leave it there, Brian. I've got to get to a break, man, but I appreciate the phone call, and we can disagree on that.
Perfect. Thanks.
Have a great weekend. All right. Even though the vote was no, never play it again, we just kind of talked about this and thought, hey, since I've been playing this, the Saints have been winning. So we're going to continue to play this song. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. Hey, nothing wrong with being confident. I just think it's too soon for us to be actually cocky. Here is a text that says, well, this is interesting, and this is kind of a challenge. It says that by not playing the song, even though the vote was to ban the song, by continuing to play the song, we're involved in voter fraud, and we're not even in Florida. Well, you know, that's true, but I'm going to blame it on the Russians. You have no idea how the Russians got involved in that voting, so we really don't believe the vote. So we're going to continue to play. We're going to continue to play that song. But you know, I so love when the audience gets this show. From Mandeville, Terry, welcome. Hey, Terry.
Hey, Scoop.
Hey.
Hey, Scoop. Terry from Mandeville.
Hey, Terry.
Hey, first time caller.
Appreciate it.
Just want to say, I'm excited as everybody about what the Saints are doing. They all play awesome. They clicking on all cylinders.
Yep.
Let's stop the S word, and you know what I'm talking about.
Yep, I do. I agree.
Until we win the NFC Championship.
Yes.
Let's talk about the S word.
You know, in places like New England and in other cities, fans are just not quite as look, we have great fans here. I'm not criticizing our fans, but you know, we need to be a little bit more realistic, because it leads to just great disappointment if we don't make it. I think we will, but it, you know, when I'm hearing fans now saying, "Oh man, we're going to beat everybody. Look at the schedule. We're going to run the table." I think it's too soon to say that.
And I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm feeling what everybody else is feeling.
Yeah.
I don't want to put a gree-gree on us. Let's talk about the S word when we win. And I know we're going to win it, the NFC Championship. But I'm not.
I feel really, really good about it, Terry. Man, I'm glad you called. Have a great weekend. From Homa, Bill, got time for a quick comment. Hello, Bill. All right, sounds like Bill was busy there. Let's go to Houston. Kurt, I've got time for a quick comment from you.
Oh, how you doing, Scoot?
Good.
Quick comment.
Sure.
Some of the same people that complain about – I'm an Air Force veteran. Some of the same people that complain about burning the flag are some of the same people that wear the flag on underwear, garments, and hats.
Oh, that's
true. If you're saying in the Constitution, you're not supposed to do that.
Boy, and they would look at any girl wearing an American flag bikini or thong.
Exactly. You're not supposed to do that.
Yeah.
It's in the Constitution. So I don't have a problem as an Air Force veteran. I don't have a problem with people protesting. I don't have a problem with competent taking the knee. Because that's why we fight wars and become servicemen, for to have those rights. We don't live in the communist country.
Appreciate what you did for our country. Have a great weekend in Houston. I'm Scoot. We're coming right back on WWL. I hope you have plans this weekend, even if those plans are to do nothing but just enjoy it, because it's going to be a beautiful weekend.
You know, when I talk about the Saints being cocky and Saints fans being cocky, this is not the time to be cocky. And I'll tell you about the downfall of being cocky. I've noticed this, you know, throughout the Saints' history, but especially the last three seasons. Remember those games that you either watched on television, listened to on the radio, or you were in the dome? And the Saints were going to win. They should have won. There were games that the Saints came out in the Mercedes-Benz Superdome, and they were superior to the other team. And they came right down and scored. And it was almost as if the team itself got this subconscious cockiness about itself, and they just gave up. They thought they had it, and they didn't. That's what being cocky is all about. And so the Saints shouldn't be cocky. They should be confident. And the Saints are confident and not cocky. And that's the way the fans should be as well. I've got a text here that wants to know, when are we going to vote on you growing your hair back out again? Yeah, you know, I'll think about that. From Terrytown, Gerard, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoop, first I want to tell you I've been listening to you for a long time, and you're one of the most level-headed. I love you're a level-headed person all the time, and you're fair.
I got
to give you that. You're fair, and I really enjoy listening to you. But this time, I want to disagree with you.
Okay, go ahead.
Listen, I grew up in the 70s, and I had a ball team. It was the Pittsburgh Steelers. And in the 80s, and I had a ball team, and it was San Francisco 49ers. But now it's our time to blow our trumpet. Nationally, they're going to doubt New Orleans. They always do. They're trying to tell, you know, they're looking at us, and they're not giving Drew his just due as the top quarterback in the game right now. They're making all excuses, and Drew's throwing for more yards and more touchdowns, and they're still saying, well, Aaron Rodgers threw for two touchdowns. He's unbelievable, and he's good. But Drew's the best right now.
But Gerard, I'm hearing a lot of people say really positive things about Drew and the Saints now. And Troy Aikman was one last night with Joe Buck in the postgame after the Thursday night football.
He is. You're right. You have Troy Aikman. You have Deion Sanders right now right on board. But they're still putting him. They're the latest rating. They had him outside the top 10. That's unbelievable.
Well, some people do because, you know, judgment of talent is always subjective.
You know, he goes to that whole, he's not 6'5", he's not movie star looks, but he's good looking enough, and he throws the ball well enough. Drew, to me, is the best quarterback in the NFL.
He does more than throw the ball. I get it. Gerard, I appreciate your comment. I still don't think that's a reason for us to be cocky. Let's be confident. I mean, that's the way you should be in life. I mean, I always use sports for a metaphor for life, and this is another example of that. You know, regardless of what you do for a living, when you get too cocky, that ends up working against you. But I guess you really can't be too confident as long as you're just, you know, paying attention to what you need to pay attention to. Hey, look, man, we've had a great show today. I'm sorry it's over, but it is just a beautiful weekend, and I'm going to start my weekend in less than 1 minute. If you want to join me when I'm not on the air and over the weekend, you can join me on Facebook, SOTA, Scoot on the Air. And I'll do some live stuff there. Also, that is my Instagram account, Scoot on the Air, and Twitter is at Scoot WWL, and I will start getting more active with those accounts as well. I want to thank Diane Newman, our program director, Todd Manessis, our show producer, and our studio producer here, Ian Hoke. But most of all, thank you for being part of our show. Not only this afternoon, but every afternoon. Even if you don't call or text, you are part of this show. I'm Scoot. Sports Talk is next. Fans and the pros, love you, New Orleans.